Welcome to Shooting It, Alexander. How's it going?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Exhausted, and my back is killing. We've been sitting here for like 3 hours just doing interviews over and over and over.
That's a lot.
Yeah. So, how has your day been?
So I had a panic attack at work. I wanted to say, Jamie, your call waiting music is like really soulful.
What is it? Mike, did you hear this when you called in as a test? Was there music?
No, there was a robot that told me press star twice to unmute or whatever.
Is it like jazz or something? What is it? No,
it's like there's three different songs that go in rotation, and one sounds like a jazz tune, and it's this woman singing about waiting or like being in a waiting room or being on hold or something, and there's another song about being on hold. But like you should also see,
it's miserable.
I mean, you have no control over this. I thought maybe you did, but like you should add the Fugazi song Waiting Room, and also there's like a Jimmy Eat World song about waiting. Oh no, there's a Rental song about waiting.
Oh, is that a cat?
Yeah, this is my cat.
Oh my god.
I thought that was your arm just going like this.
This is like, my lover.
What is your cat's name?
This is Sookie Pants.
Mm. Oh, it's got a creepy eye.
Nice.
Yeah,
she's got
green eyes.
Nice to meet you, Sookie.
So what's going on in terms of like creative outlets, not depressing jobs, of course?
Yeah, sorry, I don't even know why I'm talking about. I just came out of therapy, so like, and that's what I was talking about for an hour.
Oh, you're
like,
fresh out right now. Just you're
yeah,
drained.
I'm very so sorry for this. I'm right super now malleable. Maybe, right, why, now?
Yeah, why would you that, book her on a day where you got done this? Jesus God, you're a mean person.
It's like every day. Every day is.
I'm so sorry for that.
No, I'm not in therapy every day, but you know, life is hard in the Bay Area when you're broke and really trying not to work at Starbucks.
Wow.
Don't mind me while I roll the spliff.
Oh, go right ahead.
That's what I have to fucking do. See, I still got to go to the gym and smoke.
Didn't you have a pipe on you?
Yeah, word. I got my bowl right here. You want to see it?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. As she's rolling the spliff. Now, which papers do you use? I use Zigzag.
I use Raw 300s.
Raw 300. I want to purchase Raw, but I want to buy Raw for like sort of like a Band-Aid to a blunt almost.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Yeah.
There's legal talk on my show. You and the demon.
Because you can't handle pot.
It's legal in California.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's like frowned upon. Well, not really. No one gives a shit in Jersey.
No, this show is based out of Ann Arbor, Michigan. We follow those laws.
Ann Arbor, Michigan. What the fuck?
Wait, Mike, are you in a salon right now? Are you getting your
nails done? Oh, you like that? You like that one?
Yeah.
I got that at a thrift store for $4. If you go closer, look, it has a Ferrari thing on it. It says nails.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
It's 1993. It's hot. I like it.
You have, like, all the hairdo pictures. Or those are, like, topless girls. Never mind.
No,
I thought they were, like, hairstyle girls or something.
Like in a booklet at, like, some fucking... No, they're from... They're just magazine cutouts from just GQ, I think.
It's because you're a pervert, Mike.
I put them up when I was in high school. I didn't take them down. I think I still like them.
Yes. I like my poster more.
What, of baseball? Oh, of you.
You got a poster of you?
Yeah.
Is that behind your bed?
No, this is in my office.
On the ceiling of his room.
That's hot.
Wakes up every morning. This is my life.
I bought this today.
Is that who's that? Nicki Minaj?
Nicki Minaj on the cover of Rolling Stone. I should just hold this up for the rest of the interview and you can pretend you're interviewing Nicki Minaj.
Yeah, that's going to be the screen cap.
What have
for
you
YouTube
contributed to rock music?
Something. Nicki Minaj?
Rock music.
I don't know. Isn't that a rock music magazine?
No, it's just popular
Rolling
music.
Stone? I thought it was
they hit the Boston Bomber on Rolling Stone. It doesn't matter. It's an entertainment magazine.
I thought it was probably rock and roll.
Who calls it rock and roll?
I know.
I mean,
like, what are you, a fucking 1950s greaser?
Jesus. If we want to like get into it, I would argue that Nicki Minaj is more rock and roll than like whatever rock band is cool, right? I don't even know what's cool. Like Nickelback or something?
Nickelback, yes.
I don't think they've ever.
No.
Came into that category.
I don't know what kids listen to.
Mike, you're a kid.
Yeah.
What do you listen to?
I don't listen to any of that new shit. I listen to fucking what's a recent band? The Sonics. They're like from the mid '60s, like a garage rock kind of thing. They're like, fucking nice.
I like some Buddy Holly. That's a, that's a good night for me. I like to turn on the radio, listen to some Buddy Holly, and a nice.
Start snapping your fingers.
Yeah. Huh? Get on your dress, Aim. Let's go out.
Yo, fuck Buddy Holly.
Whoa. Aggression. Where's this coming
from? Yeah, she said she's happy. He
you,
died
do you like the Big Bopper? He's a good one.
No, like, you know that song about, like, the day the music died? It's all about how Buddy Holly crashed his plane and, like, music died the day his Buddy plane
Holly.
Crashed.
It was Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and some other guy.
Yeah,
and
the, fucking the Crickets. Richie Valens, I think, right? No, right?
No, that guy survived. It was not.
No, who sang the guy who sang La Bamba?
What's his name?
Richie.
John Travolta.
Lou Bega.
No, enough of you with Lou Bega and having it. We went into an Uber car, and the cabbie goes, he's like, oh, did you guys want me to put anything on fucking Pandora? And he's like naming off, and fucking Jamie who says nothing. He's like, you got any Lou Bega? He said it. Even the cabbie was like, pardon?
Got any Smash Mouth?
Yeah.
He's like, do you guys like Alice in Chains? Like, yeah, that radio's fine.
You know, speaking of Ubers, you know, that's how we got around while we were filming Practice Makes Perfect. You did a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Out of the blue. Like, that's totally awesome. Can you talk about that at all? Control-Alt-Delete.
Yeah. So, Peruz Kalea is a filmmaker. He made Shoplifting from American Apparel. Mm. And he screened that movie in a bunch of different cities around the United States. And I went to the screening in San Francisco. And I kind of sort of met him there. He approached me somewhere along the line because I had submitted a poem to a contest for that Shoplifting from American Apparel movie. And he liked the poem. And, like, he became aware of my writing or whatever. And then approached me about writing a story that he would turn into a film. So I wrote a story called Final Predestination, and he adapted it into a script, and we went back and forth with it a bunch of times, and we had Janie Basu consult on it a little bit to, like, make sure the tone was correct, and Diana Dragonetti looked at it a little bit too, just to, you know, make sure we were covering the right topics and handling it appropriately. And we filmed. I mean, he approached me sometime over the summer before I went on tour.
Mm.
And then we filmed just after Christmas for, like, we did the film in 7 days. It was pretty crazy. Oh my God, you bitch! She's always doing shit like that!
Yeah. She must be put down.
So, like, is the story published online, or?
Fuck you!
I have a cat, too. It's like, she's to be euthanized immediately. That's what I do. I've gone through, like, 8 cats, I mean.
Oh, my God.
I get them, they mess up once, and then just immediately. It's like a fucking guy killing chickens, just wrings the neck really quick, and on to the next.
I think we're the type to throw them in a bag and put them in the river.
Oh, God, that fucking animal that did that.
That's a sin.
That's just beyond that. I don't know. Wasn't it puppies? Yeah, some Ukrainian lady.
No. Some little Eastern European girl was just, like, tossing puppies into a lake.
Yeah.
You know, like they were fucking pebbles.
Well, like, that was, like, a huge internet thing, right? Because they were making all those Law & Order episodes about, like, people in China making videos of, like, some lady stepping on a kitten with her high heels or something.
Cut out the perfect size filter, yes.
Oh, I remember. somebody in my middle school class.
Is that thick paper? You gotta have some nice thick paper. It has to have some grip.
It's index card paper.
It's a computer paper?
Ah.
Okay, that's the perfect paper right there.
That fucking...
It's the kind with the perforations along the side.
You can't fold it by hand?
But the picture you were talking about the lady stepping on the kitten with the high heel, I remember back in middle school that popped up. That was like 2004 or something. And I remember, like, someone in my computer class looking at that and just cackling to herself.
Oh.
Like a sociopath.
Remember Rotten.com?
Oh, I used to go to that all the time.
Oh, stuff of nightmares. They always, like, put photos of people with skin diseases.
Did you ever see the pictures of, some, like, Japanese guy eating a baby?
No.
That was pretty memorable, I guess.
I used to like Newgrounds and Ebum's World as I would wait for half an hour for one video to load and dial up.
Those were the days. I remember waiting like 6 hours to watch.
You would start the video. It's like, all right, it's buffering. All right, we could just go make lunch.
Yeah.
Just fucking the worst.
Yeah.
Your mother would get mad at you. I have to make a call.
That's why you have two phone lines and you use the fax line for dial-up.
Oh, we weren't faxing people. No one here had to contact anyone via fax.
God.
For our viewers at home, that's fake marijuana. That's movie marijuana.
That's oregano.
Yeah, that is.
Experiment leaves.
Straight up oregano.
Tobacco.
No, oregano doesn't taste good when you smoke it, but spearmint has like a nice little aftertaste. Mm. Cleansing.
I feel like I'm gonna break in half right now.
You need to stop.
Do some stretches.
You need to not fidget, Jamie.
Do some Mickey Mouse exercises. Do a little warm up.
Sure, like this.
Small circles.
Small circles.
Small circles. Then we go to big circles. Now backwards.
And backwards.
So I want to get back on this movie though. So
You
wrote a short story.
Mm-hmm.
Now was that published online somewhere, or did you just give it directly to him and it was like, okay, this is what we're adapting?
I gave it to him and then I continued working on it. And I sent it to Entropy and it was published in October.
So we can read this online right now. Like people can look this up. Okay.
Yeah, totally. Final Predestination. I thought that was a hella funny title, but it's actually just really stupid.
I think there's an Ethan Hawke movie out with that title right now. I don't know. I saw that on.
Isn't he dead?
Ethan Hawke? No.
Isn't he the one? Wasn't he the Joker?
No, that's Heath Ledger.
That was Heath Ledger.
That was Cesar
Romero. Are they like the same person?
Ethan Hawke.
They're like the same person to me. Same with like Joseph Gordon-Levitt and the crazy one, the one with the bag over his head. What's his name?
Oh, Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah, they're like the same person to me.
Shia LaBeouf.
He is nothing like Ethan Hawke.
No, I think she meant the guy from Batman.
No, Shia LaBeouf and Joseph Gordon-Levitt are the same person to me.
Oh.
They look the same.
That's kind of a stretch, though. I don't know.
They look exactly the same.
Mm. Yeah. I don't know.
So how long did it take for you to do your movie? Are we still talking about movies?
6 years we worked on it. It was a boyhood.
Boyhood?
Yes.
No. It was 6 years?
Here's how it went down, okay? So I had this idea in mind that I came up with in, like, 2012. And then when I met Mike, who's just this very depressing stand-up comedian.
How you doing?
You know, you would be perfect for that if we adapted that to, like, a really bad sitcom. And then I thought, you know, it'd be much easier to just do, like, an independent film. So I wrote a short story initially just to, like, conceive the idea and flesh it out and get an idea of what I wanted to do. And then I sent it over to Mike, who acted like he read it, but he actually didn't. And he's like, yeah, sure, I'll do this. And then I wrote the script. What was that?
It's Amy Berkowitz. Hold on.
Hi, Amy.
Amy.
Hey, girl.
Hey, I'm doing an interview on a podcast right now. Can I call you back in, like, a little bit?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.
Bye, Amy.
She's helping me with my resume.
Oh. Or CV, as Mike calls it.
That's only in England.
Curriculum vitae.
Yes.
Yeah.
So I wrote the script, or most of the script, and then we were like, all right, let's bring you to Boston, and that's what happened.
Cool.
And we met each other in person, and then.
Oh, you had never met each other before?
No.
You were just like internet friends.
Friends.
Friends is a. Vague. I don't know. We were
after the
internet
first,
chums.
This is the second I meet Jamie. Second I meet him at this like this like
it's a hotel. It's a nice
yeah, the yeah. Resident Inn, Residence Inn Marriott.
No, first, yeah, it was a Marriott.
First thing he says to me, "Yeah, I have a couple bags in the car, and you should help me grab them." Hi, yeah, hi, hello, too. Not a hi.
What do you want me to say? Like, well, okay, he's sitting on the bench, looking
flight,
like somebody's fucking
you,
grandfather.
Okay?
What was with that pipe and that like cardigan you were wearing? Just
that's my clothes.
Your clothes.
Oh, that's really cool.
I have a pipe because like it saves money on cigarettes.
Cool school, I'm just going to sit here and smoke my pipe while I watch you lug like 80 pounds of luggage into the hotel room.
I helped bring some shit in. Alex and I helped bring some shit in.
Yeah.
I do have to admit, I did like the breakfast. I was happy with that breakfast.
Didn't sit well with my stomach or, if I recall, Alex's
like
stomach.
One
of the actors, Alex, who's a friend of his, he decided to go use the lavatory, and as a result of the breakfast, because you know it wasn't great, and there was no toilet paper, so he got trapped in the bathroom for a while.
As I'm like looking for Mexican ladies, like, do you have toilet paper? Can I take it off this rack?
You know those
asking for toilet paper.
Those steamer plates with the buffet food. You know, they put laxatives in the food in case there's some sort of cross-contamination with, like, people's fingertips. Like, if something gets in the food, like you sneeze on the food, they put laxatives in the food so that you'll definitely shit it out and you won't get, like, a stomach virus or something.
Wow.
This is what they told me in college.
Well, I think that would be a nice thing to do.
That's a helpful tip right there. I'm like,
are you Hans Lam Barbosa, Jamie? I'm sorry, I didn't know.
But no, I mean, we shot the movie, what, in like 5 to 7 days?
We shot the Boston shoot was 10 days.
Yeah.
We were at each other's throats, basically, by the end of it, did not want to see each other.
If you want to know what it was like, just put on the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles. And yeah. Imagine him as John Candy. And that was exactly how it went down.
Imagine, like, a long day of shooting, right? Just stressed out Jamie. And then Mike is, like, talking to a cabbie about fishing or some shit. And Jamie's like, shut the fuck up.
Well, I mean, here's the problem, okay? Here's what got on my nerves about Mike, okay? The fact that, like, he never runs out of fucking, like, comedic energy, so he's always on 24/7, and it winds up distracting crew members, so he's cracking jokes. We're trying to get a scene done, and I'm just like, well, what the fuck? This is, like, a serious... We only have a couple of hours. We only have this guy for the rest of the day. We gotta make this serious, and he's off fucking eating a hot dog in the shower. Yeah, he's supposed to be masturbating with... Like, what are you doing? That's a prop.
I had to pretend like I was masturbating in the shower for the scene, and he gets...
And you ate the guy's dad's hot dogs. Frozen hot dogs.
And then he came in, he's like, was one of your friends eating my hot dog? Or some shit like that. The hot dog was frozen. It was supposed to be like a fake penis. It thawed. That's how long we were in the shower. It thawed.
Yes,
and then you ate it?
You can eat raw hot dogs. They're cooked.
It's like bologna, isn't it?
No, but okay, yeah, like, you have this frozen hot dog that you're pretending to jerk off for like 6 hours or something, and then you decide to eat it.
I was hungry. I was running out of money.
You didn't have craft services?
Craft services.
Craft services was like, I just ran to the convenience store. Here's a water bottle for everybody.
Yeah.
That was a hot room.
Here's what we did. We did, what was it, like 5 hours in a non-air-conditioned...
Hot old school,
windows closed, so we didn't have any sound coming in, like 20 people in there, and literally the only thing we could afford was just water bottles for everybody, and that was on like, what, at the fourth hour or something like that?
Yeah, I was pouring sweat, so that was insanity. The first shoot was awful.
Second shoot went much, much smoother.
That went nice. Relaxed. It was a lot more relaxed. We were in basement, air conditioned.
Yeah. The first one's probably always kind of hard, too, because you don't, you know, you're still getting comfortable with everything. Like, everybody around you, the crew, and...
Yeah, I mean, you got to keep in mind, Mike has never acted prior to this, so he, all of a sudden, you know, he's a stand-up comedian and everything, but he has to, like, perform... like stellar in front of, you know, 20 people, and I'm just standing there trying to direct things. But I haven't fucking directed anything ever.
Like really got me was like I'm used to standing in front of people and talking. That's whatever. I can do that. That's fine. But usually when you're like, you know, doing a stand-up show, people are laughing, and I'm talking, and like I'm not hearing the laughing. I know they're not supposed to laugh, but like it kind of threw me off, and I was like, oh my god, it's so fucking quiet in here, and they're all... I was like, oh shit. I was like, oh god damn it.
It was great though. It all came out looking pretty.
Favorite shoot was when I came. Then, oh no.
What?
The second shoot a month later when I forgot to take the Greyhound and had to take
an emergency. Okay, let me set this up to you real quick.
I was panicking.
Okay, set it up.
Okay, all right. So part of Mike's agreement to come back and do reshoots was that I would cover like the airfare, or at least half of the airfare, which is fine. So I bought him a plane ticket. I'm like, okay. Or no, a bus ticket.
No, it wasn't a plane ticket.
I bought him a bus ticket. And I was like, okay, you got to be at the bus depot at like 12 midnight because they're taking off at 1. And he's like, okay, got it. We cut to like 3 days later, and I see a Facebook status at like 4 in the morning from Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. Like, boy, like my jacket is sweaty or something. I don't know what the fuck you wrote. Something dumb. And I'm like, I hope that's just his phone fucking up. And I wake up that morning, and I call him like, okay, you know, I'm heading off to the school. I'll meet you there in an hour. He's like, huh? No, that's tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
I could have fucking chopped his head off. Oh, my God.
I did that. I did that in Baltimore when I was on tour with Jesse.
You know how it is. Like, you'll get the hours mixed up.
Yeah, I kept fucking up the dates, fucking up the hours. We arrived at the airport on time. We like checked in at the kiosk and it wouldn't let us check in. And we had to like wait for like special services for like an hour. We were waiting in line behind all of these children who were like musicians or something. They were like 11 years old. And, like, they were all flying by themselves, and, like, they had to be checked in by a guardian separately. Like, all this paperwork had to be filled out.
Jesus Christ.
It was so annoying. And, like, I was like, we're going to miss the flight. We're going to miss our flight. I don't know why. Our tickets aren't working. And then the lady was like, this flight was yesterday.
God.
I was beside myself. But it all worked out. She, like, got us on a flight that day. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I had to buy a fucking plane ticket, drive to Philly going 100 miles an hour on the expressway, just making it. Like, I'm running through fucking... I already have my shoes and my belt are off before I get into fucking customs. I just throw them on the box. I throw the fucking shit there.
Yeah.
I'm on the plane, and I'm like... I think I forgot something. What did I forget? The jacket that I wore.
Yeah, hold on.
100% of the shoot.
Yeah. So in all of his scenes at the school, he's wearing a dark blue jacket, and that's the one thing he forgets. But luckily, okay, there was a small women's jacket that was the same color. So we did all the scenes from like.
I had to put one arm in so it wouldn't tear this lady's fucking Tahari blazer.
Yeah.
It was so small. If I move once, it was going to rip. So I was like, I don't know whose fucking teacher jacket this is, but... I made it there that day, because the flight's only like fucking 50 minutes. So I got there like noon, and then just got on a thing to Quincy, and then boom, I was there. So it wasn't a total loss. Once I got there, and once we realized the jacket was there, and we just substituted for the jacket, then it went perfect. Then it went smooth. Like, the scene... When we were, that's a lovely cat. Like the scene where we were at the baseball field, that went great.
That was
a long time. That was just like, and we could goof because it was just three people, and Zach was there.
No pressure there. Like, what kind of a crew were you guys working with when you filmed Control Alt Delete? Like, was this a shoot on the up and up, or was this like?
Well, Peruz is a actual like film school teacher, so he uses a bunch of his students to help.
Oh,
some of the people who are helping do like camera and lighting and stuff, they're filmmakers themselves, and they just do it out of the love of making movies. Like I think they get paid for it, but like they're not getting paid much because it's an independent movie. Like, they genuinely love making movies and, like, you know.
Yeah. So how big of a part do you have in the movie? Because based off of the pictures, it looks like you're the lead.
I'm the star. No, it's funny. Yeah, it was
I'm
weird.
I'm the star of this picture.
Yes. I was ready for my close-up. It was the biggest thing I've ever done, I think. Yeah.
How did you feel about that? Like, day one on set, were you nervous, or did it come a lot easier to you than you expected?
I was nervous before I got there. Like, that's how I am with readings, too. I always just psych myself out, and I make myself sick. Like, I get sick to my stomach, and I...
Start overthinking.
Yeah, just overthink it and just get anxious. But once I'm actually doing it, it's so easy, and it's not a big deal, and it's fun. Like, it's... And then when it's over, I get sad, like, oh, shit. Like, I wish it could have lasted longer.
You ever get that feeling where, like, oh, I should have said this? Like, as soon as you get done, you're like, oh, I should have said something like that.
Well, did you guys improv during the movie?
No. Not okay. Really. We did a little bit, but it was mostly scripted. Yeah, we had some scenes where we were just, like, kind of fucking around because we had extra time, but, yeah, I mean, I do feel that way, like, oh, shit, I should have said that, like, after I do a reading, and after I unplug this mic, I'll probably be like, oh, I should have said something funny, but...
Always wants to, like, that's what happens to me, like, when I leave a gig, they're like, as I'm driving home, I'm like, I could have fucking said this, or, like, you just remember something, you know, like, just like, motherfucker, I would have had them.
Mm-hmm. Or even just, like, a look... Like, oh, I should have, like, waited longer, or I should have, like, made a face when I said that.
Did you guys get to see any of the footage as you were acting?
Yeah, we watched, not while we were acting, but, like, at the end of the day, every day, we would watch the dailies.
How did you feel about that? Was that, like, did that get you pumped about it, or was that more of, like, oh, okay.
It got me super pumped. Like, it was just, everything looks so good. Like, it just, everything looks so beautiful. The colors are really beautiful.
Exact opposite of
that. Yes, when I would show Mike, okay, I would show Mike, and I would put up pictures, and everyone else was, like, everybody was, like, wowed by it, and then Mike would be, like, God, I look so fucking fat in that picture. Just he would hate himself so much that he couldn't enjoy anything else.
I can't look at it. I can't look. Now I can kind of look at myself now, but it's that deep. I can't.
Didn't you say that you don't even like view that as you?
No, I don't. I don't.
You're a character. It's not you, right?
Oh, no, it's a lot. It's a lot of Mike.
It's not. That's not me. I don't know who that is.
Well, you don't have the beard anymore, so that, I mean, that probably helps, right?
I'll be back in a week. Give me a week.
Yeah.
No, but it's just, I don't like looking at myself too much. Well, yeah, every comic does like looking at himself to a certain point, but...
Of course.
Yeah, just like everybody, but it's just, when you see yourself, like, you're acting and you're saying, like, a line, like, oh, I was supposed to be angry. Like, oh, yeah, you look really angry, stupid ass.
Well, no, I mean...
Other people will think you're angry, though.
Well, hold on. His character...
You know that you're acting.
Right. His character
when people are watching
like, outright
movie,
angry. His character is more of a just a very disgruntled type of guy, not the type of guy who blows up. So, like, everything that he's critical about in regards to his performance is all very, like, exaggerated, I think.
That's yeah, I mean, you're always your own worst critic.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. And, like... You're more conscious of, you know how you look and you know how you act in real life. So when you see, like, yourself acting, you're like, oh, I would never do that.
Yeah, but I will
say, this looks fake.
Look, there was one picture. Well, God damn, was I fat. And I was like, I mean, you could look at it and be like, yeah, you're kind of fat in that.
Honestly, I think like 90% of that is just the beard making your cheeks look chubbier. That's all.
There's one, the one scene, it's where I'm sitting. And I'm just like this, like, like sitting on the table. I look like a fucking bear. Like, I don't know. Not like, not like the gay term bear, like a fat guy, but like I was like, is that a bear? Like, just like, really like that my hair was all big beard. Mustache was going in my mouth at every time I talked. I couldn't take it anymore. And I was sweating and I'd never washed that shirt.
Oh, man. I washed my costume like every other day.
It was a light blue shirt where you could see my sweat stains.
Yeah. I want to know, did you guys get dished out costumes, or do you guys wear your own clothes on set?
No, I brought a huge suitcase down with me to Los Angeles because I didn't know what outfit I wanted to wear on screen because the film takes place in a day, so like whatever outfit I would choose would be the outfit for the movie, and I wanted it to be iconic.
Uh-huh.
So I brought down a bunch of stuff, and I like just... showed the director all of the things that I brought. I was like, should I wear this or this? Like, it, but I wanted it to be, you know, weird. Because, you know, like...
To stand out, yeah.
Yeah, you want to stand out and, like, it should say something about your character and it should be, you know... I don't know.
Yeah.
I was thinking about Ghost World when I was picking out my outfit. Like, I want to be like a redhead Enid or something. Yeah. But like the me version of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wore
take it from the guy who wore like a picnic table shirt for the duration.
Oh, God.
God, I hate that shirt so much now.
You know, my job, that shirt is not selling whatsoever.
Good.
I know where you got that shirt, and that shirt is not selling. No one's buying that shit. We are stocked up with that thing.
I don't know. Maybe
where do you work, Abercrombie?
No. Oh. No, I work at H&M.
Aeropostale? Oh, H&M. Yeah.
Now on Facebook, do you put your job title as model at H&M like the Abercrombie ones do?
Oh yeah, I love that. When I was in high school, and like some kid got a job at H&M, he's like model at H&M. I'm like, all right, dude, we get it. You play fucking football. I didn't put on Facebook that I even work at H&M. I just took off. I don't want people to know where I work on there. It's a bother.
I love
H&M. Hi, can I get a discount?
Just write works at comedy.
This cardigan is from H&M. It's from the men's section.
Oh, what kind of tag is it? Is it blue?
I think it's the black one.
Oh, a black tag? Does it say divided black? That's ladies.
No, it says H&M.
Oh, the thick one? Yeah, that's men's. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's from the men's store. They make cuter cardigans. Because yeah, they're longer.
They do have some nice clothes, but they have a lot of sales. Wait, why are we talking about H&M? Fuck this shit.
Yes.
I love H&M.
They have a lot of sales. Have you went there on their after Christmas? That's when you go after Christmas.
So hold on. I don't even... Here's one basic question we haven't even gotten out of the way. What is the movie about?
Oh, it's about...
What is this?
It's about navigating relationships in the post-alt age.
That is incredibly vague. Oh, my God.
Read Final Predestination. I'll tell you, it's like the Love Actually for millennials.
Okay. That's marketable, I think. I'll put that up on the shootinitpod.com page under synopsis or something.
Okay.
Do you know when this movie is going to come out?
Well, it's going to take a while to edit it, and I've never, you know, sat through an editing process. I think it's probably going to take a while. And they're going to do, like, color correction and, you know, fixing the sound. It's going to be a while. It's going to be probably next year.
Oof.
Yeah. I fucking, when I went to film school for 1 year, I remember sitting in the editing room. I think they were editing just 5 minutes of footage, 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah, when I edit like a music video that's 3 minutes long, it takes me about three hours.
It's just like, and I had to sit there, my teacher was there. He's like, this is what you gotta do. And I was like, I don't wanna ever touch this computer.
Yeah.
What kind of program were you using?
Me?
Either of you. Both of you.
It was Final Cut, whatever the fuck, whatever
Final
school
Cut Pro. I use iMovie.
iMovie is so much easier.
I use Windows Movie Maker.
Final Cut. Final Cut. Always crashes.
I tried using Windows Movie Maker. I had to edit like just a goof video. It took me an hour. I didn't know how to do it.
Was it YouTube poop?
No, it wasn't YouTube poop. I wish it was. I'd probably be really good at that, just dick around on buttons. But like, no, I just wanted to like cut out a clip where I grabbed the camera and shut it off, and it took me like fucking like 25 minutes to like, click and drag and cut. Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah.
That was a great story. Thank you for sharing that.
No problem. Whatever you want me to tell a boring story, I'm right here.
I'm really good at boring stories.
Well, word.
I can write a story, but I can't tell a story. Like, I told a really boring story about the Bay Bridge yesterday.
Like, the history of the construction of the bridge?
Professor Pepsi.
Yeah, I was talking about the construction of the bridge.
I don't like how Jamie just changes his name, Professor Pepsi.
That's been the name on the little card beneath me for the entire show. You're making...
I hate Pepsi.
Yeah, Pepsi blows.
Pepsi is the worst.
Pepsi, but Coke,
like 100%. Yeah, Coke is great. Yeah,
whenever I go to my house, there's not offers me Pepsi. Three people right now.
Really?
Yeah, yeah.
One of them I know, and the other one might be Zach. That's two I know. And the third, God, I don't know.
Oh, hold on a second. I have a fan mail from Tumblr. Okay, Aaron Novy wants me to call him up right now.
I want to go to the gym. You can talk to Aaron. I'm tapped out.
Oh my God, we have been recording now. Hold on, let me just check the official YouTube video that's been going up as
it's
we've been
4 hours or something.
I think we hit the four hour mark.
You tell Aaron, we'll get him on a separate show.
We'll give Aaron his own show or something. We got to give everybody their own show. This was a complete fucking mess tonight.
Aaron, you get
holy your own shit. Show. We've been recording for 3 hours and 40 minutes.
Yeah, I'm
that's
done.
That's intense.
Yeah,
I'm going to the gym.
We've been doing this for at least a half hour.
Yeah,
I got home
so.
At 8.
You were supposed to get 15 minutes, just like everyone else, but no.
You were supposed to go on from 9:15.
I know, we got stuck with Stephen Yeun and his Canadian pals for like an hour. And they were talking
well,
about...
Well, I'm the only person who isn't a dude on the show, so I deserve an extra 15 minutes, don't
hey,
you think?
We
invited Mike's ex-girlfriend, Brandy, who is also not there, but she
was not my girlfriend.
No. Yeah, you guys
in any
close,
sort of way, shape, or form. No, not at least.
No,
like
you guys weren't. Oh. Mm. Mm.
Don't know
silence.
What you're talking
dead
about.
Dead air. That's good.
Dead air.
All right. Well,
we're all making faces, nothing. Though, so yeah. That's yeah. Something. It's like a silent film.
Sometimes it's all
yeah,
best to
that's what I said earlier. It's like a Chaplin film. We tried to get Christoph Paul on here. His speaker or microphone wasn't working, so he was like miming to us for 14 minutes.
Wow.
It was a travesty.
And I had him on the phone, and he could hear Jamie through my headphones, and he spoke into my speaker or my microphone.
Wow. That's cool.
This is a great Monday night.
Oh, I want to end it. You got any plugs?
Yeah, let's
your life or the show?
Hey, so I'm performing at a death match on Friday. It's like a comedy thing, and I'm a poet, so I'm just going to do my shtick, because people laugh at me anyway when I read poetry that I think is serious, because I read it like this. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah, so if you live in the Bay Area, you should come to Piano Fight in downtown San Francisco starting at 8 p.m. and come see me probably get beheaded on stage. So that'll be pretty tight. You should definitely come. And also, I have two books coming out this year, so you should read those when they come out. One of them is called You Could Never Objectify Me More Than I've Already Objectified Myself. And
like
that is...
Every ex I've ever had. Continue.
That is forthcoming from Punk Hostage Press. And then I also have... a satirically titled chapbook called I Will Always Be in Love, and that is forthcoming from Dig That Book Company. So,
very cool. Very cool. Be on the lookout for this. Do they have release dates yet, or?
Bay Area Bill.
I don't.
Bay Area what, Bill?
You're saying things now, Mike. Do they have release dates?
We're trying to get You Could Never Objectify Me More Than I've Already Objectified Myself out before AWP in April, because I would like to have a new book to show people. I'm definitely going, so if you go to AWP in April, come find me or something.
Very cool. And for someone like Mike who doesn't know what AWP is.
It's like a big writers' conference. It's happening in Minneapolis this year.
Minneapolis.
I never been there.
The city that never sleeps.
I've only been to the middle of the country once.
What, Jamie?
The city that never sleeps.
We gotta kill this show. Okay.
You're tired. Tired Jamie is annoying. He's not. Yeah. He just babbles. Bay Area Bill. Hickory. What is that?
I don't know. Look. Thank you for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Sorry this wasn't more organized and interview format-y and.
I like this kind of interview anyway, because it's fun.
Unlike, say,
I dropped 20 bills on this.
Other people with Brad List. Was that the? Yeah, Brad Listy. I don't know. I'm rambling to myself at this point. It doesn't matter.
Are you talking shit about Brad Listy?
No, not at all. I like his show. I wish I would have gotten an invite by now.
Jamie needs to go to sleep.
Yeah. Let's start some drama. Let's start some internet drama.
Yes, I'm going to just start a feud right now.
Why haven't you invited me on your podcast, Brad Listy?
Yeah. I think all three of us should get an invite.
We should just fucking bum rush that shit.
Here's what we should do. We should get either you or I will get on, and then we'll just bring in the other person and Mike and just fucking ruin the show. We'll end it. We'll end other people for good.
Oh, cool. I love destroying.
We should bring in my friend Mike.
That's exactly what happened to Shooting It today with fucking Stephen Yee and Hans and his weird girlfriend. I don't know. All right. They brought
levity. And yeah. Happiness to the show.
They brought international flair is what happened.
Yes.
Ooh, Canada, we have an international England. Flair here.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. That's the end of the show.
We have the Allied Forces on the show.
I'm trying to end it, Mike. Come on. All right. Thank you so much for coming back on. We have to get you back on like another show solo.
Anytime.
Yes.
Cool. All right.
Bye.
Take care.
Bye. Good night.
Night.
Bye.
And that was Alexandra Naughton. Author of I Will Always Be Your Horror Star of Control, Alt, Delete, and possibly future movies.
Yes.
That was good.
That was good. Best wishes to Alexandra.
Since this is going to be up on YouTube in its entirety, I can't imagine anyone actually watching this solo. I should just isolate each of the interviews and do like part one, part two, part three. And,
yes.
Release it that way. That would be so much easier.
Who the fuck is going to watch 4 hours?
Well, in 3 hours, 50 minutes.
Just be like Zach, like.
What if he just has it on loop in his bedroom at night? Those are my friends.
Zach,
I'm playing like, Zach. I'm just kidding.
You're the new board op. Get to work, motherfucker. Just kidding.
No, seriously, Zach. If you want to be
the
board op, please, by all means. God, this was fun. This was good. It should have been about 2 hours shorter, maybe. I don't know. A little bit more organized, but I enjoyed myself, except for the back pain.
Oh, what kind of chair are you sitting on?
Jesus. I'm sitting in a nice, comfy office chair.
You need lumbar. That's what you need. Lumbar support.
Lumbar support.
All right, let's end this shit. Do we put in plugs or no?
You want to do some plugs real quick?
Yeah. You can follow me on Twitter. That's at Mike Malkovich, MIMALKIEWICZ. Same thing for Tumblr. It says Malkovich. And Instagram, Mike Malkovich. Snapchat, M Malkovich. It's all Malkovich.
It's all Malkovich all the time on the Shooting It Network.
Bull lumbar. Fucking, I'm tired, Jamie. I didn't know I put an L instead of an I.
What are you talking about? That's an I.
It's a no, it isn't.
Yes, it is. It's just coming up as an L. It's all right.
B3rd lumbar.
Oh, God, this is so stupid. All right, you can follow me on Tumblr at personanongrata.tumblr.com. I'm going to buy a domain name soon, probably. I don't know. And you can follow me on Twitter at Jamie Corellis, or you can follow me on WordPress at just jamiecorellis.wordpress.com, or wait for Practice Makes Perfect to come out, or recently announced Man Kills, Jesus Saves, the second feature film by auteur Jamie Corellis.
And should go check out Rich Voss. Rich.
Now, was that an impression of us?
No, that wasn't an impression. That was me just getting tired.
Okay.
Check out Bonnie McFarlane and Rich Voss's documentary on Netflix, Women Aren't Funny. There's a lot of famous comedians in there and actors. You should check it out. It's a very eye-opening documentary.
Now, should we credit Bonnie McFarlane as having been on this show now? Since
we heard Bonnie.
We heard a voice.
Bonnie's voice, and we heard their daughter, I believe her name is Raina. We heard her voice. We heard Rich kissing Raina on the head.
I don't know if they want their daughter's name out there.
They said it on their podcast.
And I'm pretty sure, I think the daughter's name is actually Googlia.
You should also listen to their podcast, My Wife Hates Me, on the Riotcast Network, along with the other podcasts.
Can we get picked by Riotcast? So I don't have.
We will never be picked on Riotcast. Shut your mouth. I'll go listen to the other podcasts on the Riotcast Network. They're all very good.
Squatty
Watch Women Aren't Funny on Hulu, on Netflix, it's on iTunes, it's on Amazon, I think. That's Shooting It.
We got 5 viewers now. All right. We're ending the show on a high note. Is what's happening.
Yeah. Okay. A whopping 5 viewers.
Thank you for that. Yes. Zach and his family watching us. We're on the living room television.
Zach's aunt. I'm watching.
It's my favorite show. Oh, this is so dumb. Oh God. All right, that's the end of shooting it for today. I guess there might be another one this week. I don't know.
Aaron, we will get a separate show. Steven, will we get a separate show?
Aaron's probably waiting at the library right now.
Aaron, you got to get some sleep.
Oh, my. Aaron, please, go back to your fire hut. Protect yourself.
Sorry you weren't on the show today. You'll get your own separate thing. Steve, everyone else, yes. Everyone gets their own show.
When are you free next? Let's give Aaron a show sometime within the next couple of days before the poll closes.
How about this? This Thursday and or this Friday. If I am free, if I don't get called into work, we will set up something with Aaron.
All right, Thursday night. We'll try to do maybe another show like this, maybe just audio. I would prefer
the audio.
this is easier, I think. Because you can actually see when people are talking.
Oh.
And it's not talking over people and then
I don't think Aaron has the
He can draw a picture of himself and just paste that.
I took a Polaroid photograph. I'm sending it. I'm done.
Okay, that's it. That's the end of the show.
Goodbye.
So long, folks.
3-5-0-1-2-5 go. I was there in the backstage. This life came around. I grew up not a changeling, but when the first time around, I could see all the weakness. I could pick all the faults, but I could see all the faintness. Just a stick in your throat. P1G. Soundtrack to mirror all that you've done, to find the right sign of reason, to kill the feelings for one. I can see all the cold facts, I can see through your eyes. All that told me no contact, no matter how hard you try. Hey,